This is a CK to Z news update. After a semester off due to staffing challenges, the play school at Manson's Community Hall restarted on January 11th and will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Susan John, a.k.a. Sue John, is one of the two new facilitators this semester.
Originally, I came to Cortez to do the garden program at Linnea, but I left teaching in Vancouver. I trained at UBC and I taught in Vancouver. My background is in secondary art, and then I moved into intermediate, and then I got a job here as a long-term sub working with grade 3, 4, and 5s.
The other facilitator is Hannah Schwarzentruber, who has been working on her early childhood education, ECE, training.
She is from Ontario and came out and started doing her ECE program studies in a northern town in BC. So she's just finishing the program, and her background is in child care facility, 0 to 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, with all that type of dynamics involved. She's quite young, 22, 23, around there, but she's very keen on Cortez, and she lives on Blue Jay Lake. It works well with me that we're going to do that collaboration. She wants to focus on outdoor education, which is a nature-based education, which is totally in line with me.
Yeah, I think it was probably a gaping hole that the play school wasn't running September to December. How exciting that it's going to be there again for the parents and the kids. And what are you most excited about?
I'm really looking forward to hanging out with kids. We're so excited about the program. We're going to be definitely working on who am I, self-articulation, and giving them the words to speak with that. And also, I'm really excited about tagging on American Sign Language, too, so that they're going to be understanding that there are languages, different languages, which we can communicate with. But also self-awareness in terms of where we are in the place of things. And I think that starts from it has to start from a very young age. Kids are so curious. Doing little crafts, making moons and stars, and making mobiles might seem rudimentary, but it's actually very empowering for these guys. You can pose questions. Well, what is the moon? And what is the stars? And what is the sun?
What does a day at the play school look like?
Start off at 9. We do an open play where the stations are all laid out and it's changed into their indoor gear. And then they just fall into wherever they want to go and play. And then they're drawn into the circle. We have circle meetings where we just check in, and we may have the feather talk where we'll be passing in, just acknowledging each other, acknowledging ourselves and being present. And then we'll do housekeeping. Basically, the kids are going to take certain responsibilities while they're in school at that time. It's very Montessori based, like empowering kids to basically take turns looking after the plants, or take turns setting up a table for mealtime, you know, tidying up and that type of stuff. I think we need to do stuff like that so that we actually learn from a very young age how to take care of ourselves and take care of others. So it's very much nurturing. And then we have focused inquiry craft science, where we'll be looking or exploring various things, like, for instance, mobiles and bird feeders. And then we come back in for lunch, and this is where there's going to be lots of hand washing, lots of patience, making sure that they're learning to take turns. And then we have lunch, and then we're going to be doing the big gym time. Then we come back, and that's the end of the day.
The initial registration was for 8 children, although in the past she said the play school has had as many as 27.
There's kind of a personality that's formed in each group. So I'm really curious as to what's going to come about, because we've got 2.5-year-olds to 5-year-olds. And you wouldn't think that that's a big bridge, but it is, because there's so much, like even 3 months of development is huge between a 3-year-old and a 3.25-year-old.
The program is fully licensed, and that means parents can apply for subsidies that could cover about 40% of the cost. Sue John has also been running the Parents and Tots program on and off for the last 28 years. It happens on Monday and Wednesday mornings, where parents and caregivers can bring their 0 to 3-year-olds.
The Parents and Tots is a different program in the sense it's very parent-oriented, like caregiver-oriented. So we just provide a forum where the kids can come and play. We provide them with the toys and structures that they can play. But at that age, most of it's parallel play. Like, they don't really acknowledge each other. They're playing in their own little space. But it's the parents who have the opportunity to network with each other and also observe other children playing, because it normalizes what a 2-year-old does. Because if you've never had a kid who's 2 years old, you might be a little bit concerned. But when you're seeing other 2-year-olds engaging in similar type of play, then you go, oh, and more than anything, it's basically caregiver support.
Having raised 2 children who are now living independently, she wonders what impact the pandemic restrictions will have on the current generation.
It's going to be interesting because we had so many more community-based activities going on. People would take time to have play dates and visit each other. And now that this whole COVID has happened, we don't have the dances, we don't have the socials, and we're all in masks. I think that's what really concerned me, is that how isolated these children are growing up. And then at the same time, we're spending so much time online. Parents are spending more time online. Kids are on the tube more. So I'm really curious and perplexed about how it's going to affect our social rearing.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.